Hey celeb fans, welcome back to the red carpet with more Celebrity Facts with me, Alicia Lang. This week I'm talking about George Michael. George Michael was born on June the 25th, 1963 in East Finchley. He was the only son and the youngest of the children of three. George spent most of his childhood in Kingsbury, London, in his home his parents bought soon after his birth. He attended Roe Green Junior School and Kingsbury High School. While Michael was in his early teens, the family moved to Radlett. There, Michael began attending Bushry Mead School in Bushy, where he was young, met, sat down next to his befriended his future Wham partner Andrew Ridgeley. George formed the duo Wham with Andrew Ridgeley in 1981 on the cusp of fame. He decided to legally change his name to Accessible George Michael. The band's first album, Fantastic, reached number one in the UK in 1983 and produced a series of top 10 singles including Young Guns, Wham Rap and Club Topper Gang. Their second album, Make It Big, reached number one on the chart in the US. Single from that album included Wake Me Up Before You Go Go, Freedom and Everything She Wants and Careless Whisper, which reached number one in nearly 25 countries. In December of 1984, the single Last Christmas was released. During the early 1987, at the beginning of his solo career, Michael released I Knew You Were Looking For Me, a duet with Athrea Franklin. I Knew You Were Waiting For Me was one of the off projects that helped Michael achieve on audition by singing one of his favourite artists. It scored number one on both UK single chart and the US Billboard Hot 100 upon its release. On the 30th of October, Faith was released in the UK and it's several marketed worldwide. Faith topped the UK album chart and the US in the album had 51 non-consecutive weeks in the top 100 Billboard 200, including 12 weeks at number one. Faith had many success with four singles, Faith Figure, One More Try and Monkey, reaching number one in the US. The album's first single, Praying for the Time, with lyrics concerning Bill, social ills and injuries, was released in August 1990. James Hunter of the Rolling Stone magazine described the song as a distraught look at the world's outstanding roundness. Michael performed with Queen at the Freddie Mercury tribute concert on the 20th of April 1992 at Wembley Stadium. The concert was a tribute to the life of the late Queen frontman Freddie Mercury, who the proceeds going to AIDS research. During 2005 Live 8 concert at Hyde Park, London, George joined Paul McCartney on stage, harmonising singing on the Beatles classic Drive My Car. In 2006, George embarked on his first tour in 15 years, 25 Live. The tour began in Barcelona, Spain, and then on the 23rd of September and finished in December at Wembley Arena in England. In early 2010, George performed his first concert in Australia since 1988. On the 20th of February 2010, George performed his first show in Perth at Buzzwood Dome to an audience of 1,500. On the 12th of March 2011, George announced his release cover of the version of New Order's 1987, The True Faith, in aid of the UK charity Telethon Quick Relief. In February 2012, 2 months after leaving hospital, George made a surprise appearance at the 2012 Brit Awards at the O2 Arena in London, where he received a standing ovation and presented Adele the award for Best British Album. In the early hours of Christmas Day 2016, unfortunately, George Michael died in bed at his home in Groyne-on-Thames at the age of 53. He was found by his partner, Faddy Flowers. Having charted at number 2 upon its release in 1984 behind Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas, which Michael also performed in, Last Christmas finally reached number one on the UK single chart on New Year's Day 2021. So now you know about George Michael. It is honestly so heartbreaking that now he is no longer with us. But now we're coming to the Christmas season, we can listen to his iconic Christmas song Last Christmas in a memory to keep his legacy alive. And same with Do They Know It's Christmas. And when I watched the 2024 version of Do They Know It's Christmas, he was put in that, but that was really, really lovely to see. So I hope he still rests in peace in heaven, and may all his songs keep him living on. Next week, I am talking about the Three Amigos. So stay tuned, everybody. Take care.